For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Common legislation known as right to farm bills date back to the 1970s as expanding development encroached on traditional farming areas. But as Nicole Irwin reports, some Davis County, Kentucky residents say that well-meaning law has been used to shield an industrial-scale hog operation.
63-year-old Jerry O'Brien was born and raised on a farm here. By the time he was 22, he had lost both parents and was left 150 acres to support his family.
Back when I started, there was two things that a young man that had very little money could do to get started in agriculture. One of them was tobacco and the other one was hogs.
Now O'Brien produces more than 200,000 market hogs a year. Recently, he built a hog truck wash to sanitize five semi-trucks used a day to transport hogs to market. The facility upset local residents. They formed a group called CAPAD, or Community Against Pig Pollution and Disease. Don Peters, a retired engineer, is a member.
This truck wash was built to counter the transmission of the PED virus, which is porcine epidemic diarrhea.
Peters worries that polluted runoff could reach other properties, some just 200 feet away. What's more, Peters is frustrated by what he sees as an abuse of a well-meaning law, the right to farm statute. He says O'Brien shouldn't have the right to build in the first place, but the dated language on the state's right to farm statute allows it.
We're in total agreement with the right to farm bill and its intended purpose. It has been hijacked, being used as a screen to afford the particular operation to move into what would normally be considered a community.
Peter says what's happened in Davis County could happen almost anywhere. Every state has some version of a right-to-farm statute, and like Kentucky, many have dated language. Rusty Rumley is a senior staff attorney at the National Agricultural Law Center. He says most statutes were implemented in the 70s and 80s to protect farms from nuisance lawsuits long before the rise of many industrial-scale operations.
Most of the states, there's no reference to size. Some of them have been updated since then, but for the most part, many of those laws are substantially on the books now as they were when they were originally enacted.
Kentucky statute overrules any local or county ordinances with farms in operation for more than a year. Ohio statute protects industry in any agricultural zoned area. Don Peters says that's not fair to homeowners around the hog farm and his truck wash.
You have these houses here, you have that house here, you have a house here, here, here. He comes along and he right in the middle.
The wash began operations in February. Already, Peters says appraisals of nearby homes have lost 15% to 30% of their value. Peters stands on his neighbor's property line, taking in the presence of the truck wash. More than property value, Peters is concerned about the impoundment used to store wastewater from the trucks. O'Brien calls it a gray water pond. Peters says it's a lagoon. It's an important distinction because Kentucky's Division of Water doesn't regulate gray water, but they do lagoons. Peters worries how O'Brien will control the wastewater levels.
So this field is to get rid of that water, and the stream is to get rid of the water. That's the real reason he bought it.
CAPAD hopes a lawmaker will amend the right to farm language to give existing communities protection as well as farms. But in an election year, no one has offered to bring it to the legislature. O'Brien says CAPAD is trying to change something they don't understand.
And I can get real radical and belligerent and say, well, they remind me of Muslims. They come in and they want to change their culture. Well, these are obviously Americans, but they do not have the right to change the face of agriculture.
O'Brien says he's seen this all before. CAPAD will grow tired of complaining and it will all go away. But Don Peters says he's here to stay.
I'm going to die here, so I'll fight it.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Mount St. Joseph.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.